الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنة لهم الدين. أما بعد، مدير ست براذرز سيسترز إن إسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge based to Al-Quran, Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala an yufaqihana fi al-deen. Let Allah tabarak wa ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to understand our deen and to understand the fiqh of our deen, inshaAllah ta'ala. This deen are completed, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and the only thing we need in our life to study our deen. The difference is between the ignorant and the knowledgeable, like the gap between the heavens and the earth. And we ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to increase all our knowledge and to die in a state of knowledge, inshallah, and a state of Islam, inshallah ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, tawfiq Allah azza wa jal, we always receiving some questions through our website, or from our community in a different message, alhamdulillah. So we always want to bring all these complicated questions to share and to understand, inshallah ta'ala. One of your brothers asked me that one of the brothers, he has a problem between him and his wife. And when he has a problem between him and his wife, at the end of his life, when the doctor told him that you have a disease, linger disease, so what did he do in order to punish his wife? What did he do? He divorced her just before he passed away. He was in the end of his life, and of course he has a dangerous disease like cancer. And what did he do in order to punish, because he suffered with his wife, so what did he do? He divorced her in order to prevent her to get part of his inheritance. So, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. And the question is, this woman whom her husband divorced her in order to prevent him, to prevent her from the earth, the inheritance, she has the right to get some of his money according to the Sharia or not? That is the question we need to answer it together. And ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help me to give you a clear idea. Of course we review some the opinions of the ulama and the sunnah, and I get the answer for you inshallah ta'ala. Be with me and concentrate. We have to understand before we answer this question that we have two different cases. The first one, if this will be the talqatun raj'iyya, it means a permanent, or this could be like a first divorce or the second divorce, meaning the husband has right to get his wife back in any time he wants. Or this became the third divorce. As you know, the third divorce, you cannot, your wife became in the state of talaqun ba'in, a permanent. It cannot get her back again unless she go and marry somebody else. We know that. So we have to make a two different issue between these two cases. He divorced her and this is became like the first divorce or second divorce, or the other case, which is the final divorce, they call it talaqun ba'in, final divorce, because this is the divorce number three. Fine. In both of the cases, we have to understand if his intention divorced this woman in order to preventing her from to get some inheritance part of his wealth, we have to understand this woman, she has right either if this is going to be the first, the second divorce or the final divorce according to the ulama and the majority of the ulama, and like who? Al-Imam Ahmad, والإمام الشافعي والإمام أبو حنيفة والإمام مالك
all the majority of the ulama that said this woman, she has right, even if her husband divorced her, she has right to get some part of his inheritance according to the Islamic Sharia, which Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Nisa. So we know that especially if this is going to be people sometimes they divorce their wife and this is became like number three. Number three, if the first case is easy. If we divorce her once or twice, the woman, she became in a state of what? Idda. And the idda, as you know, is different from the woman whom she had menses. And woman she had menses, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتِ يَتَرَبَّطْنَ بِأَنْفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. The divorced woman whom she still has a menses, she has to wait for three completed menses. To complete it. And the other woman whom she has no menses anymore, Allah Ta'ala said she has to wait for an idda for how many? 3 months. And we have the third case, we're going to speak about it also, the woman whom she is pregnant. The husband divorced her while she is pregnant. And you know, you and me, alhamdulillah, the idda for the woman whom she's still pregnant and her husband died, she has to wait for the idda until she delivers what? Her baby. All of us, we know that, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Right. Who made this statement and rule? Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda. Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda, when a man from the companions, he divorced his wife 3 times, and he cannot get her back again in marriage, or to return her back in marriage, and let she go and marry somebody. So when the case came to Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda, what did he do? He made his judgment based on Al-Quran and Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this woman, she has part of the inheritance. Right. The differences came later in the time of Ahd al-Zubayr. You know al-Zubayr? Al-Zubayr, Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr, he became Khalifa of the Islam, and the fitna came later after the death of Ali radiallahu anhu arda. But the people in Mecca and Medina, they elect al-Zubayr to be the Khalifa. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the son of Asma, and his aunt is Aisha radiallahu anhu arda. So in the time of him, he became like more complicated. They were asking questions in his time. How about the idda of the woman? Can we deal with this case that the man, he divorced his wife? Can we deal with this case like he divorced her and that, for example, the woman, she still has menses? She has to wait how many months? How many time of menses?
Three.
3 times of menses. Or she doesn't have menses, she has to wait for 3 months. Closer. This case is easy. Can she wait and the man, after he died, after he passed away, shall she have to wait for 3 times of menses or three months of the iddah? Or she has the rule and the condition, she will be under the category of the iddah of the woman whom her husband passed away. What is the iddah for the woman whom her husband passed away? Huh? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned that in Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 239. Ayah number 239. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن 4 أشهر و10. فإذا بلغن أجلهن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن بالمعروف الله بما تعملون خبير. Allah says in this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, and those of you who die and leave wives behind them, they, that mean wives, shall wait as regards their marriage for 4 months and 10 days. Then when they have fulfilled their term, there is no intent on you. If they, it means their wife, dispose of themselves, right? In a just and honorable manner, they are in an honorable manner. That means they can marry. Meaning, if the woman, her husband passed away, the rule in Islam, the woman, she has to wait. She cannot be engaged. She cannot be in marriage. She has to be under the condition of the Islamic Sharia. She's not allowed to put any perfume. She's not allowed to actually to dress the clothes with a sharp color. She's not allowed to put any even eyeliner. She's not allowed to put any gold in her hands. She's not allowed to expose her beauty to the others. And she's not allowed to leave even the house. She has to be under the iddah of the one whom her husband passed away. Haram for the woman to go, and even somebody can come to talk about marriage with her. Not allowed for her or her wali to speak about any kind even of engagement until she fulfills with the term of the iddah. So Allah Ta'ala commanded the woman whom her husband passed away to spend 4 months and 10 days. Why 4 months and 10 days? We need to ask this question too. Allah said in the Quran 4 months, and he adds additional 10 days. Why? What is the hikmah? Most people who don't have any idea about Islam, Islam is the perfect system. Allah did not leave any chance or any gap for any human, no matter what he is, no matter what he carry knowledge, to complain against the book of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. As we know, we need to share also this hadith with you together, insha'Allah ta'ala, about this hadith. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab, he said, the wisdom of the 4 months and 10 days for any woman, she must stay in the iddah for 4 months and 10 days. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda'a wa anhu al-Sahabat ajma'in, in the two sahih, he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, inna khalqa ahadukum yushma'u fi batn ummihi 40 yawman nutfa. Any one of you will be gathered or will be created in the womb of his mother for 40 days as a nutfa. What is a nutfa is? Yeah, the spur, like, you know, the nutfa is like a small clot of blood. Yeah, this is called nutfa for 40 days. ثم يكون علقة. And then after that, this blood became like alaqa, like clutch. Clutch with like a little bit of meat. Clutch. And then after that, another 40 days. And then the angel will come in the last 10 days. Allah says 4 months, that means 40 as a blood, 40 as a clot, and 40, after the 40, the next 40, it will be 10 days. How many days we talking about now? 120, and Allah adds 10 days. In these 10 days, the angel, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, send the angel to blow in this cloth, and the ruh will be inside. Therefore, any woman in Islam not allowed to go for any miscarriage if she complete the term of 120, 130 days. And who graduate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's not graduated from Harvard. He's not graduated from any college of medicine, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the best rule ever, because Allah is the creator and Allah, he knows about his creatures. Therefore, any ulama or any doctor, he knows there is no ruh will be inside the baby unless he complete what? The term of what? 120 or 130 days. And Allah gives additional 10 days because according to Ibn Mas'ud, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhu arda, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so what he say, the angel will come in the 10 days which Allah mentioned, 4 months and 10 days. In these 10 days, the angel will come to blow inside this cloth and the ruh, and subhanallah, he became like a baby. So we know about this, the hukm for that. Now, I would like to share with you about this ayah. It mentioned for both of them. For the woman whom her husband had physically married with her, that means he met her in the bed, and also for the woman whom her husband doesn't have her yet in the bed. That means he's under the contract of marriage, but you know sometimes people marry the woman and they need a term to prepare the furniture, so and so, as we have it in back home. So this also, this woman, she has the same rule. If her husband also divorced her before he died, she, this woman also, she has right to get inheritance from her husband. And we need to share together the evidence. The evidence came from Ahl Sunan, Imam Ahmad, and he mentioned one hadith, and Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, he corrected in a perfect way, and he said that a man came to Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, and he told him, Ibn Mas'ud, a man, he married a woman, and her husband passed away, and he did not her physically, he did not have her physically in the bed. That means only contract of marriage between him and her. And Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, taraddada fil qawl. He did not delay his words, because look at us today. You ask any man, you ask any alim, he just gives you the fatwa right away, without any investigation. That's why we're confusing, the people confused today. The أجراؤكم عن الفتوى أقربكم إلى النار, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The most one who are open for fatwa without any دليل, without any evidence, that is the one will be closer to the hellfire. ويعود بالله, we have to be careful. Many one of the brothers came and asked, and Iman just to give him a fatwa, he is like this. But Ibn Mas'ud, he rejected the people for a couple of days. And in the end they came to him, and look what Ibn Mas'ud said. We need to understand also. رضي الله عنه وارضاه, قال أقول لكم برأيي, I will give you fatwa, an opinion according to my own opinions. فإن كان صوابا فمن الله وحده. And if this opinion, my opinion, which I'm gonna tell you about it, it will be right, it's gonna be from who? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وإن كان خطأا, and if this opinion will be wrong and have an error, and that is possible for any human, even the Sahaba, to make mistakes. That's why many times we say, don't ever be extremist to anyone unless you find the majority of the Jumhur agreed upon. So Ibn Mas'ud said, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu bari'ani minhu. And Allah and His Messenger, innocent from any wrong words or error which the ulama can give. What Ibn Mas'ud said? Qala ara laha as-sadaqu kamila. When they ask him, this woman, she has right after her husband back the way to get the sadaq. You know what the sadaq is? The rest of the dowry. Sometimes we pay like the money in advance, and we put in the contract of marriage something called sadaq, muakhar. Later you pay, because it's difficult in the beginning of marriage. We say, I found that the woman, she has right to get the complete sadaq and support from her husband. And another riwayah, another story of the hadith, qala laha sadaq mithliha. If the husband did not describe the sadaq, it means the part of the dowry, we have to bring somebody else, like the case of this woman, and we measure it, the sadaq, according. So we have some Fatima or Zainab, she married at the same age, and we bring this case, and we describe the sadaq according to somebody similar here from the Korean community. لا ركث ولا شطط, no confusion, and no unjust will be accepted. وعليها العدة ولها الميراث. And this woman, she has to fulfill with the عدّة. She has to fulfill with the عدّة. What is the عدّة for the woman whom her husband doesn't have her physically in the bed? What the عدّة is? We know if the woman, her husband gets her in the bed, she has like a عدّة. Then we know the عدّة could be if he has the menses, as we say, 3 months, 3 times, of Memphis, or if she doesn't have Memphis 3 months, or if she's pregnant until she delivers her baby. But what about the idda of whom her husband married her only in paper, in a contract? What her idda age will be? Sheikh Abdullah said no idda. Some of the ulama said 1 month. Some of the ulama when 1 month is the difference between the ulama. Some of the ulama said no idda for her, and some of the other ulama said she has to spend 1 month. Actually, like the idda al makhlu'a, the idda whom her husband actually separated her, or the woman separated her from her husband and to return all his gift back to him, because she is the one she is looking for the divorce. So this is the difference. Qawl al-ulama is different. But anyway, we need to understand now, according to the question which we asked. Now, we need to understand the rest of the question which we offered for you today. How is her idda? If the woman, she is pregnant, and her husband wants to punish her and doesn't want to give her any part of his inheritance, and the woman, she is pregnant, and he passed away and he left her pregnant, can we deal with this woman as a regular divorce, or as she has to wait until she delivers her baby? That is actually the one which we need to ask today. The idda. We talk about the idda. Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما وارضاهما, in the two Sahih, يرى أن تتربص بأبعد الأجلين بعد الوضع. He found actually in his opinion, and he had evidence, the course of the Nabi about it, that the woman, she has to take the longer idda. If the woman is pregnant, for example, and she is 5 months pregnant, if her husband, from the moment her husband passed away, the idda will be counted, will be calculated. She still has in order to deliver the baby 4 months. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said the idda for the woman whom her husband passed away, how many? Yeah, 4 months and what? And 10 days. Which one we have to take it now? Shall we consider this woman, because she's pregnant, we consider this woman, for example, she's 5 months old, she still has 4 months to deliver the baby. Can we take only 4 months, or the woman, she has to complete 4 months and 10 days? We take it the longer one, the longer one, which is going to be 4 months and what? 10 days. So we have to stay extra 10 months. If the woman, she's 3 months old, pregnant, and her husband passed away, and she has to wait how many months after he passed away? 6 months. Shall her idda to be 6 months, or her idda as Allah mentioned in here, in this ayah, for whom her husband passed away, she has to wait for 4 months and 10 days. Which one we have to take it? According to Ibn Abbas, the longer one. The longer one, inshallah ta'ala. That is actually what we need to call. And his evidence is, حديث بيع الأسلمي الأسلمية في الصحيحين. للزكنداني الثمال ترنيم سبيعة الأسلمية إن لتو صحيح بخاري ومسلم. أنها توفى عنها زوجها her husband passed away, سعد بن خولة, and she was a pregnant. She was a pregnant and her husband سعد بن خولة passed away. فلم تنشف أن وضعت حبلها بعد وفاته, في رواية أخرى 4 ليال بعد بعد موته. After he passed away, she delivered her baby. And the most authentic, she delivered her baby 4 nights after what? After her husband passed away. Remember, I forgot to tell you, when Allah mentioned the idda for the woman whom her husband passed away 4 months and 10 days, it's 10 days or 10 nights? That we need also to clear this. And the authentic age is 10 nights. 10 nights, and remember, by the Arabic month. So now, when she deliver her baby 4 nights after he passed away, and after she became pure of the nifas after the deliver, she became pure. She's called over the woman, to spend the maximum how many days in order to meet her husband after the day delivered the baby, how many maximum? 40 days. Okay. After she became pure, some of the women, if the woman became pure and the blood is stopped completely, for example, for a month, she has right to meet her husband or not? Yes. 40 days, that's the maximum. But it could be possible to be less than 40 days. So the woman, this female companion, radiallahu anha, after she became pure, what happened after that? تَجَنَّلَتْ لِلْخَطَّابِ She purified herself and she became alluring herself. She made herself a beauty to another companion. His name is what? الْخَطَّابِ فَدَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا أَبُو السَّنَابِلِ A companion, his name is Abu Sanabil, Ibn Ba'tak. Ibn Ba'tak. أبو السنابل ولد الكمباني فقال لها مالي أراك متجملة He asked her why I saw you became a beauty The woman she can make herself beauty She put eyelining different clothes and she make herself a beauty for marriage And when أبو السنابل this companion he entered her or her majlis her meeting And he told me why I found you alluring your circle and you became beauty. لَأَلَمْ يَمُرُّ عَلَيْكِ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَعَشَرًا He did not complete the term of 4 months and 10 days. Because the woman after she delivered the baby, maximum days how many? 40 days. But she only told her why I found you are beauty. You must complete the term because Allah says that in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, 4 months and 10 days. And what happened after that? قالت سبيعة فلما قال لي ذلك, she said, when he told me that, جمعت على ثيابي حين أمسيت. I changed my clothes and I came to the same situation. After my husband passed away, I came back to the normal condition. He did not to be beauty anymore, it means she took her clothes off and she took her beauty off again. She cleared it. And then after that, فَلَمَّا أَمْسَيْتُ And when I came in the morning came, فَأَتَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ I came to the messenger of Allah صلى الله and I asked him عن ذلك. فَأَفْتَانِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم give me the opinion. بَأَنِّي قَدْ حَلَلْتُ حِينَ وَضَعَتُ حَمْلِي I became free when I delivered my baby. Because Allah Ta'ala says, you be free from the iddah when you free what? When you deliver what? Your baby. She became free from her husband 4 months after her husband, back to iddah. So the iddah became like what? For only 4 months. Because she delivered the baby for him. Because if we consider the pregnant woman the iddah, until she delivered the baby. Now we're facing the problem with this woman. She only spent 4 nights after her husband and she delivered the baby. That her idda according to the pregnant woman is what? 4 nights only. But in a matter of fact also we have on the other side, the other rule, when she comes to Surah Al-Baqarah, the idda for the woman she will be what? 4 months and 8 days. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, حين وضعت حملك وأمرني بالتزويج إن بدا لي and he commanded me to marry if I want to marry and then after that the second rule and then after that the second rule that this woman she became والحمد لله رب العالمين local and she has the inheritance وعليه الإرث and she has inheritance from her husband and the عِدَّة will become expired for this الحمد لله رب العالمين now فإذا بلغنا أجلهن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلنا بأنفسهن if we completed the term of the عِدَّة there is no incentive on you if they go and marry somebody else after that, she has right, she became free if she completed the iddah, walhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. That's what we need to clear today, walhamdulillah. So our question clear is clear it, alhamdulillah, that the woman, even if her husband play with the law of Allah to divorce his wife before he dies, to preventing her from the inheritance or some of his money, that means he has no right to do that. Both of them, the final divorce or the temporary divorce, once or twice, she has right to keep the inheritance from her husband. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. Don't play with the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't actually play game with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because the woman, even if you divorce her, she's still under your supervision. If you divorce her once or twice, or you know that you want to divorce her three times in order to free her or to prevent her from the inheritance, you have no right to do that, because legally she had to complete the iddah. The iddah for, even the iddah for the last, for the woman whom she divorced her three times, she has to stay for 3 months or 3 times of menses in order to complete. During the iddah, the man he passed away, so she has right to what? To get what? The inheritance from him, because she's still under his marriage. She cannot marry anybody else in this, during the iddah time. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. Yes, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, to teach all of us. Allahumma taqabbalna waqbal minna. Allahumma ya rabbi ashu'adhinna adhidna ilma. Allahumma faqihna fi d-deen. Allahumma aj'al qawlana ya rabbi khalisan liwajhika al-kareem. Allahumma ya rabbi nas'aluka ridaka wa al-jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa al-nar. اللهم اجعلنا متحابين بجلالك، مجتمعين على كلامك، ارحم امواتنا واموات المسلمين، اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، اللهم ابن لنا مسجد من هاتم، اللهم ابن لنا مسجد من هاتم، واجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم، اللهم انا نعوذ بك من شياطين الانس والجن، اللهم يا رب العالمين توفنا مسلمين، والحقنا بالصالحين، غير خزايا ولا مفتونين، وتوب علينا توبه ترضاها قبل الموت، وانعم علينا بالجنه وما يقرب اليها من عمل صالح، اللهم انا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وضمته، ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار ان عذابها كان غراما، اللهم اهد اولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين، اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين، واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين، جزاكم الله خيرا، سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، اشهد ان لا اله الا انت، نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. This class will be ان شاء الله in our website. If you want to review it again, inshallah, you can go ahead, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala teach all of us. Jazakumullah khair for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Subhanahu wa hamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.